In that part of the book of my memory, before which little can be read, there is a heading which says, Incipit Vita Nova, here begins the new life. Under that heading, I find written the words that it is my intention to copy into this little book, and if not all, at least their essence. The first meeting with Beatrice. 9 times already since my birth, the heaven of light had almost revolved to the same point, when my mind's glorious lady first appeared to my eyes, she who was called by many Beatrice, meaning she who confers blessing, by those who did not know what it meant to so name her. She had already lived as long in this life as in her time the starry heaven had moved east the 1/12 degree, so that she appeared to me almost at the start of her 9th year, and I saw her almost at the end of my 9th. She appeared dressed in noblest colour, restrained and pure, in crimson, tied and adorned in the style that then suited her very tender age. At that moment, I say truly that the vital spirit, that which lives in the most secret chamber of the heart, began to tremble so violently that I felt it fiercely in the least pulsation, and, trembling, it uttered these words, Ecce Deus fortior me, qui veniens dominabitur mici. Behold, a God more powerful than I, who, coming, will rule over me. At that moment, the animal spirit, that which lives in the high chamber, to which all the spirits of the senses carry their perceptions, began to wonder deeply at it, and, speaking especially to the spirit of sight, spoke these words, Apparuit iam beatudo vestra, now your blessedness appears. At that moment, the natural spirit, that which lives in the part where our food is delivered, began to weep, and weeping, said these words, Heu miser, quia frequenter impeditus ero de inceps, O misery, since I will often be troubled from now on. From then on, I say that amor governed my soul, which was so soon wedded to him, and began to acquire over me such certainty and command, through the power my imagination gave him, that I was forced to carry out his wishes fully. He commanded me many times to discover whether I might catch sight of this most tender of angels, so that in my boyhood I many times went searching and saw her to be of such noble and praiseworthy manners that certainly might be said of her those words of the poet Homer, She did not seem to be the daughter of a mortal man, but of a god. And though her image, that which was continually with me, was a device of amours to govern me, it was, nevertheless, of so noble a virtue that it never allowed amour to rule me without the loyal counsel of reason in all those things where such counsel was usefully heard. But because it might seem fiction to some to dwell on the passions and actions of such tender years, I will leave them, and passing over many things that might be derived from the sample from which these were taken, I will come to those words that are written in my memory under more important heads.